Track 10 and our final track of news stories. Sherlock Holmes Bog Conservation Plan. A precious wetland area of Dartmoor, which once inspired a Sherlock Holmes mystery, is to be preserved under a new plan. Swincombe Valley near Princetown, once saved from becoming a reservoir, will have its future assured for water and bog-loving plants and insects under a plan by Dartmoor Preservation Association. Nearby Fox Tor Mire, famously believed to have inspired Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's Grimpen Mire in his Sherlock Holmes mystery The Hound of the Baskervilles, is a site of special scientific interest. Among the special plants found here are white sedge, lemon-scented fern, lesser spearwort, and bog stitchwort. A DPA spokesman said, having saved the valley where the rivers Strain and Swincombe meet from plans to build a reservoir, the DPA is pleased to announce an ambitious 5-year plan for managing this precious landscape. This is a remarkable 50-acre expanse of true Dartmoor moorland, owned and continuing to be lovingly managed by the association. Work includes ecological monitoring, surveying, and protecting rare tin works, working with the Central Dartmoor Landscape Recovery Area to collaborate on habitat maintenance, tree planting, natural flood management, and creating open grazing to prevent invasive regrowth.
Broody black swans now have 10 eggs. The iconic black swans of Dawlish are now collectively sitting on a total of 10 eggs. The two breeding pairs of 5 eggs each, laid just weeks after storms swept away their previous nests and eggs. Pair Bert and Kimber are back on the purpose-built raised island on the brook at Tuck's Plot, where they have successfully bred in the past. Meanwhile, the other couple, Mr. Blue and Mrs. Pink, or Bluey and Rosie, as they are also known, have again chosen to nest further upstream near the former post office building. This time, however, they've chosen a higher nesting ground. Both nests have so far survived heavy rainfall over the last week, which left the brook swollen and at high water levels. It was touch and go with Bluey and Rosie's nest last week, but it came through the deluge unscathed. It has been a tumultuous time for the black swan pairs in recent weeks and months. 2 of Bert and Kimber's cygnets, which hatched, were lost in December, thought to have been washed to the sea. Both couples' nests and eggs were swept away during 2 consecutive storms in January. But the 10 eggs follow a difficult year for the waterfowl population in Dawlish, following an outbreak of avian flu when up to 50 of the ornamental birds had to be humanely culled. Now the couples will take turns sitting on the eggs and turning them regularly. It is possible not all will hatch, as some may be infertile, but the parents will know during incubation, and those will be discarded from the nest. Once laying is finished, incubation takes about 6 weeks.
King Stainton couple celebrate 60th anniversary. A King Stainton couple are celebrating their diamond wedding anniversary this week. Colin and Marion Damon tied the knot at St Michael's Church in King Stainton 60 years ago on February the 26th, 1966. The pair met while on holiday in Bournemouth 18 months earlier. Colin had travelled down from the Midlands to enjoy a break with family, while Marion was visiting the Dorset Resort with friends. They kept in touch and pursued a long-distance relationship before marrying in Marion's hometown. The wedding was followed by a honeymoon in London. However, once married, the couple didn't stay in the UK for long. Colin's role in the army saw the pair travel all over the world, and they have spent time living and working in Borneo, Cyprus, and Germany. When they eventually returned to the UK, they were able to focus on family life and bringing up their 3 boys, Ian, David, and Paul. After 20 years in the army, Colin took on a role at Teignbridge District Council, where he worked for another 2 decades, initially in planning, before he built on his passion for photography and moved into video services. The couple cite the longevity of their marriage to each of them maintaining different interests, as well as doing things together. Colin is a keen aviation enthusiast and enjoys flight simulators, while Marion enjoys playing bridge and swimming. Travelling is a shared passion, and they have visited New Zealand 16 times, mainly to visit their son and two of their six grandchildren who live there. Colin and Marion are looking forward to celebrating their anniversary with a family gathering at the weekend. There are two photographs, one of Colin and Marion having a celebratory drink and one on their wedding day.
Whisper it, a silent revolution is coming. A £38 million revolution is coming to the streets of Torbay, and you won't hear it coming. Torbay's stagecoach bus fleet is going all electric, and that means 56 new zero-emission single-deckers, double-deckers and minibuses taking to the streets in a green revolution. Noisy diesel buses and their emissions will soon be a thing of the past. Torbay's Liberal Democrat MP Steve Darling had a view of the shape of things to come when stagecoach managing director Peter Knight invited him on board one of the new fleet for a tour of Torquay. Stagecoach says the project will put the bay at the forefront of greener public transport. Around £6 million worth of the cost will come from the government, but the rest is private investment. The launch of the new buses has been slightly delayed while the necessary charging infrastructure is put in at the bus depot off Newton Road in Torbay, where the fleet will get its recharging overnight. But the new buses are due to start appearing on Torbay's streets any day now. Mr. Darling said, "Being visually impaired myself, I am a regular bus user. It's really good to have decent buses in the bay. The more we can get people on the buses, the better the impact on our communities. Passengers will find themselves travelling in near silence, with the air conditioning the only disturbance of the peace. There are no gear changes or other noises to overwhelm the announcements of where the next stop will be."
Police are encouraging the public to have their say at a meeting in Exminster in March. Members of the Exminster and Rural Policing Team will be at Coffee on the Corner on March the 11th. Officers will be on hand from 2:30 p.m. until 3:30 p.m. A spokesman for the team said, "Please take this opportunity to raise any concerns you may have and to find out what we are doing to tackle the issues that matter to you. Everyone is welcome and it would be great to see you there." The Exminster team is made up of officers and PCSOs based in the area, supported by additional officers from the wider area.
Search for Citizens Advice Trustees. The Mayor of Newton Abbott has praised the work of Citizens Advice and called on graduates from the University of Life to become trustees. Councillor Colin Parker told members of the Town Council that thousands of people across Teignbridge relied on the help the charity provides, but that the organisation itself is now in need of support. He said doubts had been cast about its future funding because of the ongoing local government reorganisation, and that recent personnel changes had left just four trustees to oversee its work. Calling on his council colleagues and others in the community to consider stepping up to help, he said, "I made Citizens Advice my charity of the year, as the work they do helps so many people across Newton Abbott and the wider district. While it continues to provide an amazing range of services and external reviews show Teignbridge CA to be in good shape, imagine what a disaster it would be should it ever have to close. One of the best ways to ensure a strong future is to have a good board of trustees in place, but at the moment they are only just quorate. There are no formal qualifications needed to become a trustee, although having specialist knowledge of things like finance or the law is always useful. However, one of the most important qualities is to have been round the block a few times and perhaps to have qualified from the University of Life and know how to keep things in perspective."